Thank you so much for all
thank
you do.
Thank you very much.
And yes, and thanks to Rob and to those guys. And it's now 7 o'clock. We're going to move it on to the cabaret program. And thank you to everybody that called in and pledged. It's the cabaret program.
Thanks. You are tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And coming up next, it is time for the Cabaret Show. We bring you live local music every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. One of the many things we do at KGNU, if you appreciate the diversity of programming, if you appreciate live local music, support KGNU during our Summer of Love Fun Drive, just a quick five-day on-air drive to raise some funds to push us through the summer. You can go online, kgnu.org, to make your contribution. But without further ado, we're really excited to have Whiskey Autumn back with us on the Cabaret Show. It's been a year or so, year or two.
Yeah, I think
you guys have a couple of years, yeah, and you have some new music that's been out recently, and we'll talk about that more after you do a couple songs. Once again, Whiskey Autumn with us live on the Cabaret this evening.
Hello, Mr. Operator. Take my quarter and collect. GPS pinpoint locator. A satellite is by alone. A singer on the signal's gone. Digital friends turn to vapor. Crunch my analog distress. Friendly waves to every neighbor. Why play the name? Love to feel the battery go. Counting backwards on your hand is trembling like the T-Rex water. Brain high, dopamine rush, blank eyes, chased with microbes. Attempt to settle down, you speed around. Domestic flames have always drowned modern doubt. Strike a match, blue detonator. Spark this fuse and we'll explode. Level up, meet your creator. Belongs on respirators, filtered info and corrodes. Flock like birds to the equator. Sliding down an echelon, trying to curl the dog and blonde. Counting backwards on your hand is trembling like the T-Rex. Sports you used to drown in.
it's great to hear from you, too. What's that? You do? Oh, me too, darling. I thought I'd do a baddie without you. I just had to... Huh? You're working as a hashlinger. Gee, honey, that's tough. Those guys out in Hollywood don't know the real thing when it's right in front of them.
Impossibly clever line, and your inch just a little bit closer, like a pie-shelled girl tipsy on a mimosa. Now you take your time when the clock can afford it. The needle mount its groove, let's play it in slow-mo.
Now. Swine! Subject any
Whiskey Autumn live with us on the Cabaret this evening. Good to have you back.
Hey, thanks so much for having us. We're very excited to be here again.
Yeah, I guess you had a album that came out earlier this year, Modern Doubt, and you have a video for that song you last played, right?
Yeah, we do. We did a live video at Violet Recording here in Boulder back at, earlier in the year with Daniel Herman, who goes by the moniker Mineral Sound. He did a great job. And yeah, we recorded the song live in the studio. The album version was quite a big production. So to kind of introduce people to how our new sound was going to be live, we kind of wanted to do a live video to, you know, kind of test the waters a little bit.
And what was the name of that song and also the first song that you played?
First song was called Modern Doubt, so that's the title track from our album. And the last song is was called Monochrome Actress.
Good, and we're speaking with Greg Lout. Can you introduce the rest of the band in the room or somebody
Indeed,
else?
Yeah. We have Jason Patton over here on keyboards, guitar, and vocals. Steve Giles over on bass and vocals.
Hey.
And our main man, Levi W., holding it down on the drums.
And I don't know, maybe Jason, you can talk. Like, so you've been working on this album for a little while, right, before it came out. It came out last April, correct?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It was quite a process with that one. We spent a lot of time digging in very deep on all the different aspects of it. We felt very free with this one to really explore however we want to take every individual element. We really took control of the production as well by producing most of it at home. It's not that we didn't want to work in studios, and we love working in studios in Boulder, especially. Some of the album was recorded in and Chris Wright's studio, Violet. Some of it, the last album was recorded at Crucible just outside of town. But it gives us a lot more freedom with time. It's not quite as expensive working at home, at least. And it really frees us up to follow every possibility.
Yeah. And I think since the last time your lineup's grown and changed a little bit, and you've kind of, I guess, enriched your instrument lineup. I don't know if you wanted to talk about that. We have a couple keyboards.
Definitely
we have some samples going, two guitars,
yeah,
and bass.
I think with the three-piece, which we operated as for a few years, we kind of hit the limitations of what we could do. We certainly had more sounds in mind than we were physically able to recreate on stage. And for this album, we really didn't think we could do it proper justice with only three members. So Jason was playing bass for a long time, so it was
the last time on KGNU I was playing bass.
Yeah, so earlier this year, he switched over to playing guitar and keyboards, and then we brought Steve on right after that, and we just actually started playing with Levi here very recently, and we're about to hit the road with him. So it definitely has been really fun, you know, rocking out as the foursome, you know, four piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking on. You have a Prophet, you have a Nord Electro, you got a Rickenbacker, you got a Tele and a Strat. Mm-hmm. And a jazz bass, and what's your drum kit? Even though you know, a Tama drum kit. Don't want to leave out the drummer. With kind of experimenting with lots of different sounds and arrangements, how do you know when you've hit the kind of the sweet spot in that without?
Well, you know when you like it. And
yeah.
And that's the really difficult part. When you do have the unlimited time of working at home, the difficulty is not going beyond what sounds good. It's not trying absolutely every other possibility. Once you hear something, and this is something that Greg and I struggle with sometimes, is you hear something you like, stick with it, move on, build
upon it. Yeah, you got to trust your ears. But yeah, for playing a lot of these songs live, we're really trying to replicate the record as much as we can. And of course, everything's not exactly the same, so we're interpreting some parts or leaving some parts on the cutting floor for our live show. But we're definitely using that as the guidepost. But as the four-piece, we have revisited a lot of our older songs and have revamped those arrangements. So that's been fun and really has brought some new life to some older songs, which were, you know, maybe getting a little bit stale for us since we've been playing them in the same way for a few years.
And then, Greg, for you, was it a shift to have, like, another guitar and another voice of the keyboard to play, I guess, accompanying with or to play with?
Yeah, I was the only guitarist for a long time, so we already knew what we wanted to do going into it, so we weren't butting heads on like fighting for room necessarily. But it is a different approach, you know, locking in with another guitar rather than letting one guitar fill up all the space that needs to take. So, but you can do a lot more interesting things with two guitars, and it's really dynamic.
Yeah, and we try not to play over each other in general. It's usually one of the other. I know that y'all listeners out there can't really see what's going on, but so we both have guitar and keyboard in front of us, but it often trades off so that both bases are covered and nothing has to be lost from song to song.
Mm-hmm. Right, totally.
So once again, Whiskey Autumn with us live on the Cabaret this evening. If you like what you're hearing, consider supporting KGNU. You can go to kgnu.org. We just kicked off our summer fun drive that runs today through Sunday. What do you have next?
Here's another song from our new album. This is called Let's Go Sailing Instead.
Sunburn destroyed my sight.
with you. We can fly that plane straight through Roman candles, guys, our distant view.
Whiskey Autumn live with us on the Cabaret this evening. You have an album that came out mid-April called Modern Doubt. And you said there's a kind of a remix project associated with that that's in the works.
Yeah, indeed. It's coming out very soon. So we hit up some of our favorite local producers, including Levi W., who's holding it down for us on the drums. And each producer took a song and remixed it. So it's really cool. In most cases, the producers just took our lead vocal line and redid the instrumentation around that, maybe threw in a couple of our stems. But it's really cool hearing those songs come back, because obviously they're familiar because the melody is still the same and the vocals are recognizable, but the rest of the song is really brand new. So now that our album's been out for a couple months, it's kind of cool to bring some new life into it and take a look at the songs from a different perspective.
So what kind of, do you get some kind of really kind of pleasant surprises or unexpected ways that ideas that have come out of
put any restrictions on the producers. We really just gave them the stems and let them run away with it. So most of the songs have taken on more of a dance electronic vibe, but not entirely though either. So yeah, it's been actually really interesting. We don't really know what to expect, at least when
it's
they were coming
like
in.
Like Christmas every time one shows up in the inbox.
Hey guys,
complete new experience.
Nice. And I guess where your current album, how can people listen to that or get a hold of that or purchase it?
It's available everywhere on all streaming sites that you would find them on normally.
You would, and your website, whiskeyautumn.com as well. And
music
you have,
can be found on there.
Yes, and be it found. Can. You have like in the Instagrams and the Twitters and the Facebooks.
Absolutely.
And all that stuff.
We also have one special little deal that's unique to Bandcamp right now. We have a limited edition cassette run of Modern Doubt that is very much in the lo-fi glory of the album. It's a slightly different mix as well, almost because of the limitations. We had to smush it down a little bit, so the tracking between songs is a little different, and overall it feels completely different as well too. And there's only a few of those left. They can be found on Bandcamp.
On Bandcamp and Whiskey Autumn Bandcamp, you'll find it. I like Bandcamp. I'll just stop there. You have a bunch of tour dates later on this month.
Yeah,
we're coming up actually this. What shows like starting what tonight and tomorrow and throughout the month?
Yeah, this is kind of we could almost consider this a tour kickoff because tomorrow we're playing in Denver at Black Buzzard for UMS pre-party, the Underground Music Showcase, the really cool local festival that happens in Denver at the end of July. They're throwing a little party tomorrow, so we're playing along with some really cool bands, including Retrofet and Oco Tigra. And after that, we are heading out to the West Coast. We're leaving this Saturday, playing a show down in southern Colorado in a little mountain town called La Vida. Then from there, heading into Arizona, over to California, and then working our way up the coast towards Seattle.
And have you toured up the coast of the West Coast?
We've done the Pacific Northwest before, but this will be our first time playing in Arizona and California. So it'll be an interesting tour. We're covering a lot of ground in about 10 days. But we'll be returning to some familiar spots. And this is the first time we've actually toured with other local bands we know. Levi is not only going to be playing drums with us on the tour, he's going to be DJing as Levi W. And our good friends Optic Nerd are joining the tour as well. And so it's kind of a family vibe because Chris Scott from Optic Nerd actually mixed our new album, Modern Doubt. So and is doing a remix of one of the songs. So it's cool. We have some close collaborators that we're hitting the road with. So it should be really fun.
Does that make that kind of tour more all the more fun to have friends? And
I think it will. Support? I think it will because before we've toured as a three piece, and you know sometimes touring can be a bit of a grind. So I feel like it'll be a little easier to keep morale up with more people in the mix, more good vibes to be had. I know Steve's already looking forward to it. He bought a cooler today.
Nice.
Yeah, it's real cold.
Is there a particular destination or city you're most looking forward to?
Los Angeles should be really cool. That's one of the cities I know some people, so hopefully they'll be coming through, and that's obviously a storied music town.
San Francisco, I've never been, so also cannot wait.
Yeah, California should be sweet. And then we had a really fun time in Seattle last summer, so I'm looking forward to getting back up there this time too.
And returning to Eugene, I'm really hoping to see people out again that saw us last time.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So once again, Whiskey Autumn with us on the Cabaret this evening. And we're just kicking off our Summer of Love fun drive. If you appreciate live local music, consider supporting community radio. KGNU's been around for 40 years. Keep us going for another 40. You can go to kgnu.org to contribute during this drive and show your support for live music. What's next? What do you got queued up?
Yeah, we're going to, next two songs, we're going to kick it back with, this song's actually off our first album. It's called Cremation, and then from there, we're going to go into a song called Postcard from Tokyo.
Ooh. she's buried with the stone. I throw the paper to the ground. We'll be right back.
And if you're just tuning in to the Cabaret Show here on listener-supported KGNU, we have Whiskey Autumn with us live in the studio, playing songs from your most recent album, Modern Dao, talking about your tour. I was really, really digging the synth sounds on that last song. Enjoying those. How's it playing with Retrofit? Do you guys just like to talk synths the whole time?
Yeah, we talk about that. They have several prophets on stage.
They have several prophets on stage, yes.
Yeah, we met those dudes a couple of years ago, and it was cool because I feel like synth music was kind of just starting to bubble up in the Front Range area, and now there's actually quite a few acts, and Retrofit is actually starting a new synth pop night down in Denver called Night Waves, which I know it kicks off this Thursday, I believe, with Matthew Deer, who's a really cool act. They're doing some cool stuff in the scene, and we're glad to know those guys. And harkening back to our remix album, Sean from Retrofit actually remixed our song Let's Go Sailing Instead, which we played earlier in our set here today.
Oh, cool. So we're talking to Greg, Jason, Steve, and Levi of Whiskey Autumn. Okay, where did the name come from, and do you have a favorite whiskey?
Ooh, good question. For the name, that's a good question that we need a good answer for. When I started the project, it was just me by myself with a guitar in my room, and I was really just searching for a name that invoked a time or a place or just an image in my mind. So I was just kind of letting that bubble in my subconscious for a little bit, and then the name just kind of came to me. It just all of a sudden Whiskey Autumn popped in my head. So the first thing I did was Google it to make sure that it wasn't already taken, which is what you always have to do. There was nothing out there. So then I asked a few people what they thought about it, and they all thought it was cool. Names are interesting, though, because sometimes people, just because there's whiskey in the title and there's other Americana bands with whiskey in the title, they assume that's what we're going to be. And maybe at certain points in our career, we were that. But we still take some of those elements to mind and heart for sure. But we've moved beyond being like an Americana folk band.
Right.
But some of our, you know, we still have some singer-songwriter, songwriting, I think, kind of drives it still. Whiskey Autumn mostly just invoked a time and a place for me, and it still does when I think about it. At least there's some sort of abstract image that comes to mind, and I think hopefully the same happens for others. As far as favorite whiskey, that's a good question.
Lafroig.
Ooh, Lafroig.
Mm. Good for the Scottish. Isla malt.
They give you the square inch of Scotland when you buy a bottle. They still do that? Oh, I think that's a pretty good deal. I got like 50 of those. I'm going to put them together one time.
that's a good amount.
Do you think they let you put them
together?
It's
enough space to
stand. Yeah, they might be scattered, but it's Jason, good marketing.
Jason, do you have a favorite whiskey?
I love that Breckenridge whiskey myself. That's one of my favorites.
Breck bourbon.
I would say it's not the fanciest, but usually what I go to when I'm popping into the liquor store or something is Bullet. It's usually pretty affordable, but also pretty tasty. So that's usually like probably what I would drink the most of as far as whiskey goes. Yeah, Levi, do you have a favorite whiskey?
Oh, I'm a Beam guy.
He's a Jim Beam guy.
Right. Jim Beam.
Classic. Right. Classic.
all fine selections.
Indeed.
What about you?
Oh man, my wife picked up a bottle of like the Nika from the barrel during duty free, I think, last year, coming back from Germany. So it's like a, 101, 100 proof, it's a blended whiskey, but it's pretty smooth. So I'd recommend that if you're in the airport traveling internationally.
it's a good primer.
Yeah. Anyhow, I read like something about your Modern Dao, kind of lyrically, it was more kind of talking about distractions in our world and the media. Can you have any more comments on that in terms of, like, the lyrical?
Yeah, so this was an album we wanted to have a strong theme throughout it. Some of our other previous records might have had some sonic links between the songs, but thematically they were kind of just randomly thrown together as new songs we had at the moment. So going into this one, there was a couple songs written early in the process that started speaking to some modern anxieties that I was feeling, whether that be political anxieties or phobias around technology and just being always connected via social media and the internet. And so that just started to bubble up, and that seemed like a cool theme to write about. There certainly has been a lot of protest music written in the last couple of years with the current administration and everything, so we didn't want to go too beat the nail too hard on the head with that route, but we certainly touched on some you know, some doubt that we were feeling in the world. Jason could probably speak to some of that as well.
All I can say is I agree completely with all what he's saying over there. Yeah. When the subject matter really hits hard and home inside, it's much easier to create and produce, and it did.
Yeah, and we were able to get a bit darker with some of the sound on this album, too, while still keeping our pop sensibility that we hope to retain. I think the theme certainly allowed us to open up a bit more sonically, even if in our own minds, of taking off any constraints we thought we might have on ourselves. And I think that, you know, talking to some other people that have listened to the record, I think, people have hopefully found it to be a bit timely and can relate to what we have expressed as well. We weren't trying to, you know, speak for anyone else necessarily, but we put our best foot forward of how we're perceiving the world to be currently.
Great. We're speaking with Greg from Whiskey Autumn. Once again, I'll also remind you, this is the first day of our Summer of Love fun drive here at KGNU. If you do appreciate live local music, if you appreciate the diversity of programming you get here on KGNU, consider supporting us. You can go to kgnu.org and donate online and show your thanks. So
KGNU does beautiful work, and it's our local station. So if you want to support, please consider doing so.
Indeed, indeed. All right, we got 15 minutes left.
Cool.
We'll
play a couple songs off Modern Doubt. Once again, this first one is called Mushroom Clouds, and then we will follow it up with Birds That Flew.
A killer smile to get by. Hello, spaceman, Houston called you last night. Can't get it from the news, the story broke, we're all confused. Truth is up and down, not left to right. Take a copy break, caffeine nukes, fire away. Mellow out in mushroom clouds. Bumper stickers said the future freaks me out. Melting ice caps, cancer rays, Sunday drive and sweet escape.
This next song is called Birds of Flew. Was a falling out. All his doctors, they just reach below and ask for cops. Well, I guess that he doesn't mind. He's got those government allotted meds, and it's all gonna be fine. Popping red pills, he's rabbit white. It's tea time with friends. Ooh la la, a spray tanum, it's a heaven. Now his sheets are stained in orange and cheap perfume. Oh, honey, touches his toes. Well, I guess that she doesn't mind. Refined sugar still can bake that bread. She watches it rise. Susie Homemaker buying acres, boys on the side.
Whiskey Autumn with us live on the Cabaret this evening. Greg, Jason, Steve, and Levi. Nice bass grooves on that.
Thank you.
Steve. He's killer.
Nice.
It's a fun one. Just keeps going.
Steve has brought a lot of life to a lot of these songs, and we're very grateful to have him.
Hey, thanks, man. Grateful to have you guys, too.
How did you guys meet up musically?
I'll take this one.
Go ahead.
Jason and I, this is a true story, we were getting our motorcycle endorsements together at the CMC in Breckenridge. And I don't know if anyone else has taken that class, but you need the other people. You end up counting on those other people to help you out. We ended up talking about music. And I was back and forth between Summit County and Denver for a while, and he was like, "Hey, we could use the help." And I was like, "Well, I can help, but let me hear the music first." So he sent me some tunes, and
all this from sitting behind me on the motorcycle. You know, he's a good partner.
I passed; he failed.
Jason hopes to get his motorcycle license soon.
No, those little like box figure eight turns are hard. That's yeah.
Yep, the double U-turn.
Yeah, the double U.
But yeah, I actually was a keyboard principal. That was my principal instrument, and I started playing bass a while ago and was really excited to be a part of something that had keyboards, but I didn't have to be responsible for them. So this was, like, perfect. You know, I get to load in. I get to show up a half hour later than they do and all that.
Only bring one guitar. You're living the good life, man.
I'm living the life now.
That's right. Even though, I guess... Oh, no, Jason, your amp's a little bit bigger than the bass amp. I don't know. It's kind of a tie.
It's not the size that counts.
Jason may not have his motorcycle license, but he does have a bigger amp, ladies and gentlemen.
So once again, a Whiskey Autumn. So remind us again your upcoming shows.
Right on. Yeah, so tomorrow on the 10th, we'll be down in Denver at the Black Buzzard for UMS pre-party. Then we're on the road from July 13th through the 23rd, but we'll be back in Denver July 26th through 28th at the Underground Music Showcase down in Denver. So, you know, tickets are available online.
Yeah, do you know what venue you'll be at for UMS?
You know, I don't know if we're supposed to announce yet, but whatever. We're going to go ahead and say we're going to be at the Irish Rover.
Saturday night,
the 27th at 9 p.m. So you can find us there.
You can also find Levi at 6. This is a secret. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have mentioned this.
He's got the drummer has a secret show. Look for him. Ask somebody who you know. And
five different shows.
Five.
Five p.m. on Sunday.
He's a big collaborator with different artists in Denver. So look for Levi W.
Right on. So thanks again so much for coming in this evening. It's been a blast. I've had a really nice time hanging out in here, listening.
Yeah, it's been awesome, man.
And we got time for one more if you want to play us out.
Yeah, this is perfect. This is actually the last song on Modern Doubt. It's called The Red Eye. Thanks so much for listening.
This is Whiskey Autumn on Cabaret.
It is 8 o'clock. I want to thank the live band at Cabaret. You are tuned in to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and KGNU Online. And we are in our pledge drive. And this is Elena with you, this here this evening with Danielle. Good evening, Danielle.
Good evening. Thank you for having me tonight.
And we're going to get to a bunch of music, but first we have to play some announcements to let you know some things that are going on and to thank some people that helped make the station happen.
Support comes from the Center for Transformative Movement, reminding you that dance is not just something you do at parties, and providing community-based programs like Dance with a Doc on the last Saturday of the month, where you can discuss the benefits of free-form movement with health professionals. More information can be found at cftmove.org. That's cftmove.org. Support comes from Z2 Entertainment, presenting the Gypsy Kings, featuring Nicholas Reyes and Tonino Baliardo at the Boulder Theater on July 23rd. Tickets and information available at bouldertheater.com.
KGNU's Summer of Love Fun Drive is taking place now through July 14th. Have you been listening for a while but haven't had a chance to contribute? Here's your invitation to show us some love by making a contribution, and we'll show you that 10 times back. Make a contribution between now and the end of our fun drive, July 14th, and be automatically entered into a drawing to win a pair of 3-day passes with camping included to the August Folks Festival in Lyons. And remember, if you're a current sustainer of local radio or solar member, you'll be automatically entered into the drawing. Don't wait. Go online to kgnu.org and make a contribution to enter to win.
It's KGNU's Summer of Love Fun Drive, and we're asking listeners why they love the station.
My name is Ashley, and I love KGNU Community Radio because they bring us such great programming. We listen every single day. KGNU is all about freedom of the press.
Show your love for us today at kgnu.org.
And this is Elena and Danielle with you. And we're going to do some different things here tonight. We're going to have some fun. Well, I always have fun. But this is, the pledge drive is one of the fun drive is one of the few times when we can get together and actually do things together.
Absolutely.
So, you all, the listeners, there's things you can do. You can listen, and you can go to kgnu.org and become a new or renewed member. You can join, and we will get the information through the magic of the internet, and we can thank you on air. But I think what we're going to do is I put together some songs that have to do with love, and we'll play some music, and maybe around 8:30 or so we're going to be speaking, really excited about this, speaking with Danny Cornejo from Debajo del Agua. He's the kind of the front guy, one of the front guys from Debajo del Agua, local favorites. They don't play much anymore except for the summer when they all come back to Colorado. And they will be playing the 19th of July in Denver, and we'll be having a ticket giveaway for that. And then, Danielle, you'll be doing some music, and we'll come back and do some more music. So please go to the website, kgnu.org. It's super, super easy. And we're going to start out with This is a Love Song to the Land.
Bella, de mi tierra santa, oigo ese grito de los tambores y los timbales al cumbancha, y ese pregón que canta un hermano que de su tierra vive.